Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the power of seeking healing and guidance through a personal conversation with Jesus, as exemplified in the scriptures. The Bible verses for today are found in Matthew chapter 14, verses 35 to 36. When the men of that place recognized him, they sent word to all the surrounding country. People brought to him all those who were sick and begged him that they might touch only the tassel on his cloak, and as many as touched it were healed. That's Matthew chapter 14, verses 35 to 36.
You know, sometimes it's easy for us to read about the incredible miracles that Jesus performed in the scriptures and wish that we could have been there living in that time. The idea of being a part of that society, being able to hear Christ's powerful sermons and witness firsthand the incredible healings he performed, it all seems so overwhelmingly desirable. But you know what? We often forget that many of the most amazing aspects of that time are available to us right now. We have the incredible privilege of being able to talk to God whenever we want to. We don't have to wait for a specific time or place. We can come to him wherever we are at any moment. Not only that, but we also have the words of Jesus. We have the scriptures where we can read and study his teachings, his life, and his incredible demonstrations of love and power. It's like having a personal conversation with Jesus himself. We can learn so much from his words and his actions. And you know what else? Jesus is still here with us, ready and willing to heal us if we come to him with faith. Just like the people in the scriptures who desperately reached out to touch the tassel on his cloak, believing that even that tiny contact would bring about healing, we too can approach him, trusting that he will meet our needs. So let's take a moment right now to talk to Jesus. Let's express our desires and longing to walk in his light all day. Let's invite him into our hearts and ask him to guide us, heal us, and help us grow in faith and love. It's incredible to think about the intimacy we have with God. We can pour out our hearts to him, knowing that he hears us and cares for us deeply. Our prayers are not just empty words thrown into the void. They have purpose and power. When we come to Jesus with a humble and expectant heart, believing that he is the source of all healing and restoration, we can experience his touch in our lives. It may not always be in the way we expect or desire, but he promises to be with us through every trial and circumstance. Sometimes we may feel like we're not worthy or deserving of his love and healing. Maybe we carry guilt or shame from our past sins or mistakes. But I want to encourage you today to let go of those feelings and doubts. Jesus came for the broken and the weary. He came to bring healing and wholeness to all who come to him. So let's approach him with boldness and confidence, knowing that he welcomes us with open arms. Let's believe that even a small touch, a moment in his presence, can bring about transformation and restoration in our lives. Let's not forget the incredible privilege we have as believers. We have access to Jesus, his words, and his power at any moment. We can come to him in prayer, pour out our hearts, and receive his love, grace, and healing. So let's take advantage of that privilege today. Let's seek him with all our hearts, knowing that he is faithful to respond. As we go about our day, let's remember the power and presence of Jesus in our lives. Let's continue to grow in faith and love, drawing closer to him each day. And let's never forget that, just like in the scriptures, Jesus is here with us, ready and willing to touch and heal us if we come to him with faith. So take a moment now to talk to Jesus. Pour out your heart to him, express your desires, and invite him to guide you, heal you, and help you grow in faith and love. He is listening, and he is ready to meet you right where you are.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you with hearts full of gratitude for the incredible privilege we have to know you and to approach you in prayer. Thank you for the precious gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, who came to earth to demonstrate your boundless love and power. Lord, we confess that sometimes we forget the magnitude of the blessings we have through our relationship with Jesus. We long to witness the miracles of his time on earth, yet we overlook the miracles happening in our lives each day. Help us to recognize and appreciate the incredible intimacy we have with you through prayer and scripture. As we reflect on the miracles performed by Jesus during his earthly ministry, stir within us a deep desire to experience his healing touch in our lives today. Like those who reached out to touch the hem of his garment, may we approach him with unwavering faith, believing that even the smallest contact can bring about transformation and restoration. Forgive us for the times when doubt and unworthiness cloud our minds, preventing us from fully embracing your love and healing. Help us to let go of past mistakes and sins, knowing that Jesus came to bring healing and wholeness to all who come to him. Lord, we invite Jesus into our hearts and ask him to guide us, heal us, and help us grow in faith and love. May our prayers be filled with sincerity and expectation, knowing that you hear us and respond according to your perfect will. Thank you, Lord, for the incredible privilege we have as believers to have access to Jesus, his words, and his power. May we never take this privilege for granted, but instead seek you with all our hearts, drawing closer to you each day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Goodbye, friends. It's been a pleasure sharing these moments with you all. May blessings and peace follow you wherever you go.